Great Country Q94. We are talking with Chad Abram, who is not wearing his city administrator hat today, but you are wearing a hat. You have a fundraising event coming up for a charity that is very near and dear to you and your family. So I'm going to kind of let you take over and talk about your fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, thanks, Lori. Yes, I'm here on behalf of the Parade of Sheeny Eagles Club.
Another hat you wear.
Another hat I wear, yes. Try not to wear it as much, but I still wear it once in a while. We are hosting our second annual Ronald McDonald fundraiser. As listeners may recall, we did this back in January of 2024, mm-hmm. December of 2024, after my daughter was in that car crash and we had to actually utilize the Ronald McDonald House for 10 days while we were in Madison at the UW Children's Hospital. So, as part of the state officers, I'm a state Eagles officer as well. As you work your way up to the presidency of the state, which is like a 12-year period for mm-hmm. me, you always have a charity of your choice that you're going to promote when you're president. And after my stay at Ronald McDonald, I said, you know what? That's going to be my charity of choice.
Yeah.
And so I said, why don't we just continue to have a yearly event? So I talked to Lori Boyum, our bartender. And she always likes to have like a Christmas in July party.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, why don't we do a Christmas in July mixed with a fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House?
And what a great idea.
I brought it to the board upstairs at the Aries board and they said, let's do it. You know, let's make this happen. It was such a great success last year. We brought a truckload of stuff, donations,
awesome.
And other things to the Ronald McDonald House, plus almost $2,500 in cash. And a bunch of pop tabs and beer can tabs, a bunch
yes.
of tabs.
You go through them in a bar.
We do when we try to collect them. So yeah, this on Saturday, July 27th, we're hosting our second annual Ronald McDonald fundraiser plus Christmas in July.
Okay.
It'll be a standard fundraiser. We'll have some raffles going on. There's going to be a purse raffle that my wife and Dina Schneeberger are working on together to get donations from area businesses and cash or gift cards. So you basically will buy a raffle ticket for this person. You could end up with all kinds of raffle gift cards from United Steaks or Eddie's or Jim's Bar or Backwater, wherever, you know, whatever businesses they reach out to. So we're trying to promote the local businesses as well for this. There are also going to be basket raffles. We'll have bar bingo starting at 1 o'clock on that Saturday, Lori.
Okay.
Which a lot of people love our bar bingo. So I would truly try, have you come, if people can come down to try it and play it, it's a lot of fun. Followed by some meat raffles. The meat raffles are different than spinning the wheel anymore. It's you buy your tickets and then arm length or six, whatever they yep. charge, and you pull the number and that'll be, the winner of the meat. And like I said, there'll be silent auctions. We haven't decided if there's a live auction yet or not. We do, if we get some bigger prizes, we might do a live auction. I know, Rivertown Ironworks donated a couple very nice, I guess, what do you call them, wall decor
yes.
To us. So we might do that as a silent auction, but we might do that as a live auction as well.
Okay.
They're Green Bay Packers, so I'm not going to
well,
be on it.
This is why you're unexcited about it.
But yeah, it's, you know, and at the same time, we're asking people to stop in through the month of July. The donation box is there again like before. So the Ronald McDonald House likes non-perishable food items.
Yes.
Toiletry items,
yes.
You know, dental floss, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that stuff, ramen noodles, garbage bags, all kinds of toiletries. There's a box at the Eagles Club. Stop on in. We're open most days at besides Mondays, Tuesday through Friday, or Tuesday through Thursday at 2 o'clock we open, Friday, Saturday, Sunday about 11.
Okay.
We open, so people can drop it off. They don't need to be scared. They can come in because it's a club. They can still come in. We welcome the public. And this event will be for the general public.
Okay.
Anybody can come. We don't care if you're a member or not. We'd love to have you as a member, but at the same time, this is for the public.
Okay.
You know, as people know, we are still trying to, we're still continuing to work towards building our new building.
Yep.
And you know, we had a meeting the other night and I was very passionate about it that, you know, we as an organization need to know that we are people helping people. That's what
yes.
the Eagles Club stands for, is people helping people. And if helping the Ronald McDonald House, all the families that the Ronald McDonald House hosts throughout the year, this is a great event
yes.
to give back to. And I'm trying to challenge the community to try to give 2 truckloads of donations this year rather than 1 truckload. So
okay.
we'll see what we can do. But yeah, we would welcome everybody to come down. It'll be a fun day. Lori will be bartending. Boyum, it's her. She's very passionate about this fundraiser as well. As many of you know, Lori or not, she's a very passionate, great
not
marketer.
Me, Lori.
Not you. Well, you're a great person too, Lori. But Lori Boyum.
Yes.
She's a great person, and we love having her on our staff. So I think it'll be beneficial, and she'll bring in some crowds as well that day. So come
so this
on down.
Is July 27th. So July 27th at the Eagles Club, the fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald House.
Ronald McDonald House. Thanks, Chad, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.